This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
January on the peninsula always has its own kind of magic, that moment when the warm air settles, the sky shifts to pink, and live music suddenly feels like it's part of the landscape itself. Well, the Peninsula Summer Music Festival returns this January with 9 days of jazz, twilight sessions, hot springs concerts, family performances, and some of Australia's finest musicians bringing these beautiful spaces to life. And one of the highlights is a very special recital at Muriduck Estate, where our guest ARIA-nominated baritone David Greco reunites with UK-born keyboardist and conductor Chad Kelly for a spellbinding afternoon of music. And David sung on some of the world's great stages, recording internationally acclaimed albums, and carved a unique place in Australia's classical scene. Well, David, welcome to Drive.
Thank you very much for having me.
Now, David, performing at a winery in the middle of the peninsula summer with the vineyards around you and the audience just metres away, what kind of atmosphere does a location like Muriduck Estate create before you even sing a note?
It's kind of as perfect as it sounds. I mean, you know, it's wonderful to have classical music and opera and ballet in an auditorium, but when you're kind of offering the immersive winery experience where people have a glass of wine from, you know, nearly 100-year-old vines just outside the window hearing this kind of spectacular music, I don't know, it somehow brings it to life in a completely new way.
Now, you've performed across Europe with Australia's leading orchestras and in major productions as well. How does beginning your 2026 season on the peninsula in such an intimate and personal concert sort of sit with you? I reckon it sounds exciting.
I mean, makes the rest of the year probably a little bit more difficult. I think it's, as you said, it's when the peninsula really comes alive with those gorgeous kind of pink sunsets and those lovely balmy days. And I think, it's the way I'd like to start my year of giving concerts, that's for sure.
Now, the festival program that spans several genres, we've got jazz, funk, art, song, etc., and venues from civic halls to the hot springs. I love the sound of having a concert in the hot springs. That would be
sadly, I won't be singing in a hot spring. as interesting and as appealing as that might be.
But when you think about, it's such a diverse mix of venues, isn't it, to bring new audiences into classical music?
Yes. Yeah, I mean, it's wineries, kind of very, very old churches, really intimate churches with a lot of history, and as you said, the spectacular hot springs. I mean, it's just a whole different way of hearing classical music. I think it just, there's nothing quite like presenting music in nature.
Do you think festivals like the Peninsula Summer Music Festival provide that opportunity to bring people into the classical music fold who perhaps haven't experienced it before so much?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, as you say, because, you know, you're presenting this gorgeous music, and it is absolutely, the program they have for you this year is just, this coming year rather, is just spectacular. I think taking it out of seems to be by some maybe the stuffy classical music auditorium or the opera house, and putting it in something that is really kind of just visually and aesthetically stunning, I think can be a very very appealing and also very accessible way to hear this great music.
And there's something about classical, isn't there? Often I'll be in the car, it'll be a stressful day at work, and I'll put on one of the classic stations, turn it up really loud, I'll be honest, I don't even know what I'm listening to, but by the end of it, I feel really calm and relaxed.
Well, now listen, because I'm a classical singer, the majority of the languages that I sing in are Italian, French, German, and sometimes Latin, and most people don't speak that language. I mean, you know, some do in Australia, you know, we're predominantly English-speaking, historically English-speaking nation. It's not important, I think, that you don't always know exactly what it is that you're listening to. That's the musician's job it's my job as a singer, to get all of the emotions across, even though the audience don't know everything that I'm talking about, you see. So that's you can still enjoy it just as much as a native speaker could.
What are you looking forward to the most down the peninsula?
Oh, I've got to probably be very diplomatic and say the music making. And whilst that is true, I also do want to spend some time in the water and drinking some of the wonderful Mornington Peninsula wine.
Oh, there's so much to do down there. There's so many yummy things. What a great place.
There's just so much wonderful Chardonnay.
There is. But what a great place to have a music festival, the Peninsula Summit Music Festival.
Yes, exactly. And it's just also, I think, apart from the beautiful wineries and the venues that the concerts will be happening in, we've got the creme de la creme of Australia's classical music talent kind of, in one spot for 6-7 days. So it's a very unique festival in the Australian scene, to be honest.
Well, I'm looking forward to going. David, thank you so much for joining us today.
Oh, so welcome.
Thank you.
See you down there.
Thank you. That was David Greco, ARIA-nominated baritone ahead of his recital with Chad Kelly at the Peninsula Summer Music Festival. It's running from the 3rd to the 11th of January right across the Mornington Peninsula. For more info and tickets, visit peninsulafestival.com.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.